Richard Martin's Wake Up Call Podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello again there, everyone, and a hearty welcome to Details of the Wake Up Call, coming to you from Malaysia on Monday, June the 26th, 2017. I am Richard Martin, your host. The U.S. Senate Republicans' plan to overhaul America's healthcare system will face a skeptical public that already doesn't buy the justification for an earlier version that passed the House of Representatives, according to a Reuters Ipsos poll released on Wednesday. They're right to be skeptical. Obamacare did exactly nothing to address cost, which is where the real issue resides, and the House bill, as I analysed, would actually make it worse, which is hard to believe, but true. The Senate does the same. The problem is not insurance or coverage. It's cost. Then there's this sort of nonsense, which argues for locking up doctors en masse for what they are, the greatest and most dangerous drug pushers in America. Nearly one in four people on Medicaid, the U.S. health program for the poor, received powerful and addictive opioid pain medicines in 2015, according to research by a drug benefits management firm. One person in four? Ladies and gentlemen, these drugs are responsible for some 20,000 deaths due to overdoses a year, which wildly outranks other means of accidental death, save one, car accidents, at about 35,000. There's only one way to address healthcare cost. Attack the monopolist practices of the industry, and you need no new laws to do it, since we have a 100-plus-year-old body of said law, which, I remind you again, drug and medical firms have tried to shoot down twice at the U.S. Supreme Court in the 1970s time frame, and they lost both times. It requires only an executive, either at the state or federal level, which, again, I remind you, has responsibility for enforcing the law, to stand up and do their job, levelling indictments against everyone involved in this industry that attempts to promote monopolies or restrain trade. That's all it will take, and the entirety of the health scam will collapse in an afternoon, crashing prices by 80% or more. You will note that there is not one hint of any of this in the House proposal or the Senate version. The US Congress and President Trump are both engaged in destroying your health and bankrupting you at the same time. These congressional people need to be run out of town on a rail, all of them. And if you cheer on either political party or any of the existing political class at either state or federal level who have all refused to enforce existing law and solve this problem, you are a direct contributor to and promoter of the destruction of your nation and its people. The very day Trump was elected, every bit of the bullet points on healthcare found on his campaign site that actually bore on the real issues disappeared from public view, and not one word of it has been seen since anywhere, not on his transition site, and not in a single policy pronouncement since. There were multiple entreaties made to his transition team on this exact point during those months, who were supposedly part of the group he was going to consult with. Those meetings were cancelled, and they haven't been rescheduled 6 months later. Trump is an actual, willing, and intentional co-conspirator in all of this. All right, well, with that decidedly unpleasant comment, I will inform you that we will be talking about savings and the importance of an emergency fund, a little story about a couple who went to live in Ecuador with their children, which I think might encourage some of you to want to do the same, a little more about the Middle East and the map and seeing how it's changing. Then we will talk about the aviation industry, which is in much worse condition than most people realize. One of my favorite economists of all time is Hyman Minsky, who died in 1996. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about his contribution. So I think that's about it for now. We will see what little time we have left at the end of all that, but anyway, ladies and gentlemen, please repair to the richardmartinswakeupcall.podbean.com website. Go to the donate button, and I ask you please to subscribe to my show. I'm asking for $70 a quarter, which is automatically renewed by the software. You don't have anything to do about it. If $70 is too much, then please feel free to reduce the amount, but $30 is the minimum. So, I hope you all have a wonderful week ahead, and I will be back to you on Friday, same time, same place. Until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.
And there you have it. You decide.